Committee for the Standardization of Business Language founded. For UnNews, I'm Brad Frazier. President Bush signed a bill yesterday allowing for the formation of a committee to standardize the use of buzzwords and business language. The Buzzword Standardization Act, Bill 2124, which was passed by the United States House of Representatives with a near full majority earlier this month, is intended to stabilize the use of buzzwords such as synergy and leverage. A working draft for a national buzzword standard has already been submitted by proponents of buzzword standardization and will be used by the committee as a starting point. The committee is expected to present its final version early 2007, at which point the government paperwork will be required to adhere to the standard. "This is a great victory for us," commented Timothy Benson, one of the early proponents of the buzzword formalization. "We've been fighting for this for a long time. Throughout the 90s, business language has increasingly become a loose jumble of non-committing and undefiable neologisms. Just yesterday, I heard the word synergy used in three completely different and contradictory ways. Once there's a formal standard for the use of these words, I'm certain the erosion of business language can be reverted." The working draft defines clearly and without ambiguity a precise and scientific definition for commonly used business language. Synergy, for example, is defined as the physical quality that represents the matter in which a conjunction of two or more business entities is able to represent more or less the sum of said business entities. The standard specifies the letter S for the quantity of synergy, and defined mathematically in such a way that a synergy between 0 and 1 represents a conjunction smaller than the sum of its parts, and a synergy greater than 1 represents a conjunction greater than the sum of its parts. Empowerment, according to studies, one of the most common buzzwords used today, is defined by the standard as the change in a person's level of emotional power, subsection 3.1, business power, subsection 4.2, and personal self-worth, section 3.5, at a distinct point in time. The working draft specifies math for empowerment. A more controversial point is the word leverage. The much-critiqued definition of the draft reads, "the action of controlling a third party through the use of a positional advantage or a quantity desired by said third party." "This is an absolute outrage," said business manager Teddy O'Reilly. "I've been using the word leverage all my life, for everything. I would call firing 300 people leveraging positional regrouping in today's market to streamline our core business, and describe hiring a second secretary as leveraging our economic potential to increase personal workflow on higher tiers of the vertical picture in the same breath. If we define all those words to have specific meanings, all sorts of people will be able to understand what I'm talking about. This sort of thing will seriously damage the potential for our key players to maximize our intellectual capital. How are we going to be able to vertically integrate our mission-critical core methodologies? We'll never keep any kind of integrated personal communication in our package of best practices this way." Sulkingly, O'Reilly added, "This is so not thinking outside the box." The academic world, however, has responded enthusiastically to the proposal. Already, several papers have been published by renowned physicists. Based on the formal definitions of the working draft, Brownian motion of business entities in polar synergy fields, published by Dr. Karl Lomonosov in December 2005, expands on the discovery that business entities display motions similar to those of small particles in a liquid when plotted in three-dimensional action item space. Dr. Lomonosov describes how bipolar synergy fields affect this newfound Brownian motion using Bekenstein's synergy field equations. Dr. Leo Reschenbaum's attraction between customer-directed paradigms is a curvative and proactive quality space dismisses the idea of using quality vectors to describe attraction in quality spaces, postulating instead that paradigms move in a straight line through a quality space that is curved by nearby action players. For up-to-the-second information on this and other news subjects, and your latest spork stores, visit us at the web at encyclopedia.org/wiki/unnews:main_page. For Brad Frazier, this is UnNews in Jesus Land.